Hey, good morning. It's 7:39. Don't forget, it'll be getting dark about 5:30 today. So hurry home. Federal government's doing everything they can to calm everybody's nerves. We're doing this first of its kind test coming up on Wednesday.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because I saw the national public service announcement with the guy, I guess, from Homeland Security.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And of course, now it's factually incorrect. And yet it's still running.
Yeah. Couldn't you recut that?
Apparently that smacked of effort.
Excuse me, we have political commercials that are recut within minutes.
I understand.
Okay.
But now that national PSA is saying, oh, yeah, it's going to be, you know, approximately 2.5 to 3 minutes in length. Yeah. No, now it's going to be probably with the beginning and the end, maybe 45 seconds.
Yeah. So anyway, it happens at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. We'll be here. We'll be holding your hand. We'll let you know. But more important, you folks know. Our listeners know. They're smart. But you might have some people who don't listen to our radio station. And, you know, you can come up to them at the coffee bar this morning and go, you don't listen to the boys, do you? We're just saying, you know. And then, but or it could be someone who just
that won't
is,
be awkward at all
no.
if you slurp your coffee that loudly.
Right. Anyway, so, but you know, you may know people within your orbit who would not necessarily know about this. So, actually, kind of if you'll do your good Samaritan thing and let them know that if they see a message on television or hear it on the radio at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, don't become alarmed. It's just a test. Hello.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey.
I listen to y'all, and I feel so much better.
Well, you should. Thank you. And I hope there are those of you who listen in high definition because we sound even smarter then. Hello.
Is this our government taking care of us?
They are. They are taking care of us, and we need to make sure that they do take care of us. I don't know why I never knew this existed, but once again, I found something out there on the internet that I just find fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little story that I read this morning. The guy said, I was looking at the free section of Craigslist and found a bunch of stuff. Which one of these do you think is actually on there and free? Is it a salmon-colored toilet, a 13-ounce tub of Vaseline, the rear window for a 1980 Chevy Camaro, or 25 pounds of alkaline batteries, mixed sizes? Which one of those do you think is on there and free?
I want to go with the batteries.
I'm gonna go. I'll go with the Chevy window. Just.
It's the salmon colored toilet.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Well, golly, I'd charge for that.
Here's another one, free. I have a half bag of frozen French fries.
Fine.
Walmart brand that doesn't expire until 9 of 2012. I bought these and did not like how they taste. I hate to throw them away, and I have no one to give them to, so I'm offering them free. This is the College Station Craigslist, okay?
Oh, it's the College Station Craigslist.
Local. That one's local. I don't know who you are, but do you really want to invite somebody to your home who would come there for a half bag of frozen French fries? Walmart brand. Now, if they's all right, but I mean, I'm just saying. So today, if you have nothing else to do, you might wander over to the free section of Craigslist and just find out what your brethren are willing to give to you.
Mm.
Again, I'd meet at a neutral location.
Really? A well-lit neutral location.
Oh, yes, hello.
Packing peanuts, but bring your own bag.
Yeah. Free packing peanuts. On a windy day, that could be problematic.
Yeah.
You don't want to be chasing those guys down the street, unless they're the biodegradable kind. Oh, you know, tomorrow, the asteroid 2005.
Is it over?
YU-55.
We're done?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll pass near Earth. In fact, between our planet and the moon.
Whee! How about that?
This is the closest an asteroid of this size has passed by our planet in 35 years.
We're toast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next known time that this is going to happen is 2028.
Yeah. That super committee can just shut it down. It don't matter.
If you want to keep track of this,
mm-hmm.
you need to get your asteroid tracking map.
That's
We're
right.
feverishly trying to get them printed.
Yeah,
here's the only problem.
We need a sponsor.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, really.
Well, that I said.
We're not going to do it if we can't make money off of it.
I didn't say we had started printing them. I said we're feverishly trying to get them printed.
Right.
And the first thing we need is a sponsor.
That's right. We ain't paying for this.
Now, it's going to miss the Earth by about 200,000 miles.
Ben ain't paying for
right.
this.
Right,
so.
Yeah. It is slightly less than the distance from the moon to our planet. Because of this close proximity, the scientists over at NASA, who, by the way, have nothing else to do. I mean, they're basically over there playing, you know, hangman on the computer.
That's right.
Oh. Angry Birds, whatever. Said that this will be one that you will be able to actually see. The first discovered by the University of Arizona astronomer Robert McMillan at the Steward Observatory in 2005. The asteroid is about 1,300 feet in size.
Yeah. Now, you see out there, merchants, if you were our sponsor, what we'd be saying right now is, you know, you can get your asteroid tracking map.
Yeah.
At
sponsored by Kerflavin Pontiac or something like that.
Right. You can pick them up now free at any of your convenient.
Whatever.
There you go. And then your name here.
Your name here.
Exactly. That's why I chose a line of automobile that no longer exists.
And actually,
or is no longer in production.
One of the things that we do is if you wanted, then you could be in the picture with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you know,
we'd all be pointing in different directions. Yeah.
That's right. As long as you could be there at our convenience. Yeah.
Hello.
You missed that pun. You better get your asteroid in gear.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
first the sponsor, then the motto.
Yeah,
okay?
First we've got to cover our asteroid.
The problem, I mean, I do see a little problem here, and that is that when you're tracking, for instance, a hurricane, the forward speed is usually only 12 to 15 miles an hour or something like that.
Yeah.
This thing's going a little faster.
Yeah, right. Plotting that, you're pretty much going to have to stay on top of it.
But that's okay. I mean, what we want to do is we want... There's a category within the ratings period that's called time spent listening. So we want you listening longer because, after all, if not, you'd have outdated information as to exactly where the asteroid is. Hello?
Right. I see a sponsorship opportunity for the local proctologist.
Well, you know.
We're not changing the name of asteroid.
No, we're not. There would be a planet that you could use for that. But nonetheless, I think that we have an opportunity here that we need to work on. So
we're tiptoeing on the line.
I should not have had coffee right there.
Yeah. Batteries Plus, you'll...